members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now welcome to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations on win number 100, 43-28 victory at Richmond last Saturday. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, you know, we had the open date, and I thought that our kids came out with really good focus and good intensity, and we got off to a fast start. That's kind of what we needed to do. It was a long 2 weeks, you know, since our trip out to Fargo. So we had a lot of motivation, a lot of reason to go down there and play hard and play well. And at the end of the day, you know, we took the ball away. That's really what it came down to. And we took it away early. We were very opportunistic. We did capitalize on our takeaways. We did score on defense. And all those things really factored into the game getting skewed in our favor as we headed into the locker room with a pretty significant lead.
After going and sort of having that happen to you in the opposite way at North Dakota State, falling behind big early on the road, how much momentum did it give your guys to do that to somebody else to get off to that kind of start on the road?
Well, I think you also take into account, you know, the significance of being in CAA play, conference play, you know, being on the road in conference play. And I think that's a big factor, too, you know, for our ability and maybe even our confidence to go down there and get off to a fast start. So there's always a lot of different things that factor into the result of the game. But I think the biggest thing Saturday was, in fact, our ability to take the ball away and then our ability to capitalize on that.
Offensively, a pretty strong afternoon, 421 yards, and Pat Keough with a pretty impressive back game coming back from a tough day at North Dakota, 11-20, 291 yards, and two touchdowns. Just talk about your offense and Pat in particular, the game that he was able to have.
Well, I think with Pat, it was going to be essential that he did bounce back. And he certainly did, and that was really exciting to see. He seemed very calm and very relaxed and poised and made good decisions and delivered the ball. Receivers made some really good plays. Pat put some balls out there in space, and our receivers went up and got the ball, which was really good to see. And Richmond did, you know, pressure us, and they did get some hits, you know, on Pat. So it wasn't like he was sitting in that pocket with no pressure. As we know, 2 weeks ago, it was a, you know, a bad picture and, you know, a bad day for us holistically and for us throwing the ball. So that was very encouraging. And then we didn't run it as well as I think that we need to be able to run it. You know, they did. You know, they were very aggressive in their front seven. Richmond played really hard and really physical in their front seven. And they tackled and they outnumbered us in the box, you know, for most of the game. But in doing that, we were able to get some shots down the field and make some big plays.
Defensively, you've touched on how effective you guys were forcing the turnovers, and that was certainly a big factor in the game. But the change in quarterback at Richmond, you know, did that change your game plan at all, the gives and yards? But what were you able to do so effectively to force those turnovers?
Well, you know, holistically, again, we probably could have done some things differently with the change of quarterback. And Mancuso had an, you know, unbelievable performance in terms of, you know, completing shots down the field and being able to run the football. You know, they were a little different style with him in the game, and in theory, you know, maybe did catch us a little bit off guard. But our ability early on to really impact the throws and to be in the throwing lane and really, be quite frank, we, you know, we just took a couple balls away. Maybe they're tip balls or, you know, bang bang plays where the ball's kind of you know, hanging in the air, and we get to it and we intercept it, you know. And so those are obviously things that are, you know, fortunate for you when that happens. But in the same context, you know, I did think our guys were alert, aware, and looking for those kinds of opportunities in the game.
Your team returns home for the first time in several weeks on Saturday and faces a big challenge in an Elon team coming off that impressive win last Saturday at James Madison. As you've started to study Elon, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, they're very disciplined and they're very persistent. You know, offensively, they got a really good scheme. They got, you know, good balance in personnel. They got physicality in the front. They got backs that can run. They got speed at receiver and talent. They got a good quarterback. They get in the right play. They're disciplined with their decisions. They don't really self-destruct. They protect the ball. So there's a lot there. You know, I think Coach talked a little bit about their poise the other day, and that's obviously real. You know, that's a real part of the makeup of a team. And then defensively, I really like what they do. You know, we're three down. We're odd spacing here. We've been 3-4 for a long time. And they're also three down. They're uniquely different than us, but they do a number of different things, and they do create a lot of problems with their defensive deployment and structure and the variations that they give you. I'm excited. You know, I'm really excited to be back home. In theory, it'll be a month. It'll be, you know, four Saturdays, and I'm excited for this game, and obviously, I don't know if the poll was out yet, but I'm sure they're going to be ranked, you know, very, very high, and deservingly so. They've certainly earned that right.
You've been coaching here in the CA since Elon entered the league. What has impressed you with the growth of their program since the time they entered to today?
Well, there's a couple of things. I had a little bit of history with Elon when I was at Liberty, and Pete Lembo was there as the head coach, and they had a string of years. I can't remember exactly when. Don't want to be misquoted here, but maybe 08, 09, somewhere in there, where they were pretty stinking good, and they were very confident, and they played with a lot of swag and a lot of attitude and confidence, and you know, it kind of, you know, kind of averaged out there for a period of time for a lot of different reasons, you know, and then coach has gone in there and kind of rebuilt that energy and enthusiasm, and has really done a great job with his personnel, and he's doing a great job in recruiting, you know. So those are, you know, real things that impact the product. But, you know, they're confident, and they make themselves hard to beat. That's the thing that probably is the nail on the head. You know, it's kind of, they make themselves hard to beat, and that allows you to be a good football team. And, you know, it's hard to do. You know, it sounds like a very simple statement or a simple formula, but it's hard to do. And more teams are the opposite, you know, where they create problems for themselves, and they don't play complementary football, but certainly Elon does the things that good football teams do.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for taking time here today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.